What about STDs?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Following is a rebuttal to KRUD editorial denouncing the legalization of marijuana. Speaking for the legalization of marijuana is Ashley Roachclip, president of United Heads for Hemp. Mr. Roachclip.
Yeah. am I facing the right way, man?
Just look at the red light.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. I just want to say, man, that, that a lot of...
Just a second, Mr. Roachclip. Let's try it again, okay? Take it from this top end and just relax.
Yeah, I know what I was going to say.
Okay, we'll just take it from Mr. Roachclip, okay? Ready?
Right,
when I cue you.
Sure.
Mr. Roachclip.
Yeah?
You're supposed to...
Yeah, right.
Okay,
right,
let's try it again.
Okay, no, I know where I'm at.
All right, on three. No, just face the camera with a red light on it.
Yeah.
There you go.
You're in three.
Great, you're in focus.
Okay.
Mr. Roachclip.
A lot of cats put down grass, man, because they say things about it like it makes you lose your memory, you know, man. Well, I just want to say that, I forgot where I was, man.
Okay, cut. Freddie, stop. All right, let's just take it once more, okay?
Just a minute, let me think of where I know what I was going to say.
Okay, right. Here we go.
Okay.
We'll take it from Mr. Roachclip again, okay?
I'm ready.
Mr. Roachclip.
Yeah?
Mr. Roachclip, you're supposed to do the speech.
Oh, right, man. I got it. Okay. I'll do it right this time.
Is this a tape?
All right. We'll take this one, Freddie. Okay, here we go. Mr. Roachclip.
I just want to say that a lot of you cats that don't think marijuana should be legalized while you're all f***ed.
Cut.
Well, that's what it is, man.
God damn.
Holds up, doesn't it?
Jesus Christ.
Doesn't that hold up?
This is like sitting in my room at home.
I know.
What are we going to do, man? We got to get out of here, man. Hey, man, look at there's the cops, man. He just wants to give us a push.
All right. Hey. Hey. Can you pigs give us a push? Oh, far out, man. They're turning around.
I know, man.
The Don and Mike Show.
You get jokes, don't you, Robbie?
Hot as balls. The Don and Mike Show.
Nice lead-in for Tommy Chong.
Green grass down my window.
Sure.
We lost him, guys.
Oh, no.
They're getting him right back. But he didn't have time to... While we played the tapes.
Maybe he forgot where he was, man.
Well, he was there.
He was on the phone, man.
Too bad. That was quite the setup.
Sure was. It was a great setup. What a shame.
Got to see him at the Improv this past year.
You did. You went to see him.
Yeah, traveling across the country they were. He and his wife doing a show.
Still doing the same kind of stuff?
Yeah, kind of, but he's expanded. There's actually a little song and dance in their act now.
Really?
With him and his wife, yeah. Who's lovely for her.
The old soft shoe?
I'm telling you something. Back in the day, Mike, I'm not being funny now. This song had problems getting airplay.
Yeah. Because of its theme?
Gary Lewis and the Playboys. The song's not about Mary Jane.
He's just talking about looking out the window and seeing a lawn, right?
Right.
Yes, full of crippled children.
Really?
Well, it's Jerry Lewis's son.
Isn't that wonderful?
And then I sat and really worked it.
It was the Playboys, right?
Gary Lewis. The Playboys. Mm-hmm. There you go. What? He's there. There he is. Hey, the great Tommy Chong. Tommy.
Hi, Tommy.
Yeah. Hey, how are you guys doing?
Dude, I know you must hear this all the time. Everyone will wait in line to give you a prostate exam because we love you. We love you so much. I want to tell you, like everyone, when I was growing up, dude, I had to be like 13 years old. Big Bamboo, Sister Mary Elephant, Basketball Jones, all of your albums. I cannot imagine growing up the way that I grew up without listening to Cheech and Chong.
And look at the end results.
Yeah,
that's right. Look what you've become now.
They speak for themselves.
I apologize.
You know,
the
only thing that I wanted to ask you about Cheech and Chong, and then we'll throw it open to everybody and all your various topics, was on Basketball Jones,
yeah.
You had some really kick-ass musicians playing on that, didn't you?
Starting with George Harrison on guitar.
That's what I thought. Who else was on Basketball Jones?
Tom Scott.
Great sax player.
Carole King.
Mm-hmm. That was it.
I don't know. There's a ton of people.
No, Carole King is the one that, I listen to that over and over again. And I go, God damn, that production's good.
I always wanted to know about Sister Mary Elephant. Was that one of you guys doing the falsetto, or was that some other girl?
No, that was Cheech.
Cheech was doing
part.
That? Oh, yeah. Class. Oh, God, I loved it.
Well, let's start with
you get girl. That all the time, don't you, Tommy?
Yeah. But I just want to clarify. Cheech wore the dress, and he did all the women parts in the show.
That's very important to make that distinction.
Dude. Yeah, I was a tall guy that made him do it.
Tommy, here's what I know about you, and maybe you can fill in the blanks for us. You were Cheech and Chong, all of that, the funniest guys ever. I know that you and Cheech Marin have gone your separate ways. You live your separate lives. I know that you want to sell bongs. You got in trouble for selling bongs.
Yeah, I did.
Like, they jumped all in your ass about that. Don't really know what's going on there. I know that our buddy Buzz is a big fan of yours.
Well, Buzz always, it seems like every few months he'll have a story about the bong sales.
You
and
were
all
persecuted,
that.
Tommy. You were persecuted.
I sure was. But, you know, that's the way it works, you know. I needed the publicity. I was trying to think of a ways to publicize my career, and I couldn't think of anything. Next thing you know, the cops break in my door, and here I am. A book later, I wrote a book about
The book is called I Chong on Amazon.com. Mm-hmm. Now, I remember reading reports about this when this happened, that you, like, when the cops broke into your house, you said, something like, go ahead, try to find the weed. You'll never find it.
No. It was the opposite. They said,
oh, really?
They asked me, they said, do you have any weed in the house? And I said, of course, I'm Tommy Chong. Oh.
And then after, how did it go after that?
And then they said, well, tell me, can you be more specific? I said, he said, where is it? I said, every room in the house.
Were they taken aback when you did that? Were they surprised at that response?
No, not really. These guys are professionals, you know. They orchestrate all this stuff. They're not as dumb as they appear. Although if they are, we are in trouble. So no, they asked me. Then I told them, he said, well, just show me one area where there's weed. I said, well, there's a big bud on my workbench in the basement. And so the cop went down there, and he come back. He says, I can't find it, sir. And I started getting on. I said, what kind of narc are you, man?
Was it at
right in your face? And he got defensive. He said, well, we don't have our dogs. And so I said, well, that's another thing. What kind of raid is this? You come, you don't know where what weed looks like, and you got no dogs. And then the chief started apologizing. He's, well, the warrant only reads bongs, so they had to make a special thing, an addendum to the warrant where they included the weed.
Wow. So it sounds to me, I mean, you're portraying it in a very lighthearted way, but it wasn't all that affable, right, when they were looking for your bongs or raiding your house?
It was, surprisingly enough, it was very, very friendly.
Really? Okay.
You know, all right. I mean, they kept telling me what they could have been doing. Oh. Mm-hmm. You know, they said, you know, because I got really angry when I found out it was for bongs, because it was my son's company, you know, and he just started turning the corner, started making a profit, and then now they're going to raid us, close us down. And so I was really angry about that, and they told me then, you know, they said, you know, you're lucky we don't throw you on the floor and throw the cuffs on you, you know, with a gun to my head.
Wow. Yeah, that's.
And so I said, well, gee, thanks, you know, for not doing that.
So the son's in the family business, kind of. Now, where does it stand now with the bongs and all that?
Oh, well, we're out of business. We don't sell bongs anymore. We sell thongs.
Thongs.
With my face on them. With my face right on the crotch. A nice Tommy Chong thong.
How great is it still being Tommy Chong when you must meet people, guys of all ages, who say to you, dude, you will not believe when I was a kid, and I can't imagine today's kids getting an album, a comedy album,
right,
and listening to it like I did and all my friends did, over and over again.
No, those days, you know, were for you, and they've got someone else to do that with. But I'm doing another interview, a magazine interview, and he turned the writer turned his friend on to Up and Smoke. For the first time.
Wow.
They had never seen Up and Smoke before. So there's a, we're still, Cheech and I are still collecting checks, and we're, We're still here.
Does it get, Don was asking, what's it like being Tommy? It must be great being Tommy Chong. But I would imagine, like anybody that's known for a certain body of work, that you get a certain type of person that approaches you. And does it ever get old? I am sure you are approached in a lot of different ways.
No, because, the people that smoke pot and that have smoked pot and will smoke pot, they cover the whole spectrum of the human race, you know?
Right.
I mean, I've even smoked with lawyers, if you can imagine that.
Oh, shocker. You know, I can't imagine that.
I know. Right. Please, don't hold it against me.
Yeah, right. I know.
I didn't know at the time what I was doing.
We could play Can You Top That on.
I managed to make it out of there alive, thank God. Yeah. I don't own my house anymore, but, you know.
It's better if you smoke with lawyers right before you're going to go into the trial.
That's
really how that should work.
You know, there were a lot of people when you guys first came out, you're making it big, a lot of people that didn't even get high that just loved listening to you guys because you were so goddamn out there. How did you guys finally make it to A&M Records? How did you get a record deal?
It was by accident. You know, we'd been performing at this comedy club. Well, it wasn't a comedy club. It was a folk club. And they had amateur night every Monday night. And we had gotten to the point where we had developed a following. And so people would phone up the club, who would in turn phone us and say, are you guys coming tonight? Because, you know, we've got a lot of people asking for you. And so, in fact, one of the last performances, Lou Adler was in the crowd. And so Cheech and I went and met with him the next day. And he asked us what we wanted. And I said, a record deal. And he said, well, what do you need? And I said, a little tape recorder and $1,000.
That's it.
And he went to write out the check, and I said, that's $1,000 each. That was my big
you were really doing the negotiating then, huh?
I really got him.
So
he kind of smiled, and he signed the check. And within the next day, we actually recorded Dave's Not Here.
Wow.
That's how fast it was.
God damn, well, it's great. It's classic stuff. No kidding.
Do you think that it's changed a little bit? This is a question I really don't know the answer to, because, I mean, as far as society goes, when you were making your albums, when you were making your movies, I'm very curious if you think that things were, was it an easier go back then than it is now, or is it totally different, or is it more difficult now?
It's like swimming.
Right.
It's like swimming. Every time you go swimming, you just concentrate on the moment in the water or you'll drown. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you can't compare one swim with another swim. Oh, they're all the same.
You know what? Swimming.
Nothing changes.
Swimming reminds me.
So, you know, back in the day when Cheech and I were wandering around wondering how we were going to pay our rent.
Right.
You know, you cut. 30 years later, Cheech has been divorced 3 times. You know, I'm still with the same lady, and we're still wondering how we're going to pay our rent. Nothing changes.
Swimming. Which movie is it where you guys were growing the weed and you had a big fake pool? It was a pool.
Yeah.
The cover was made of paper.
It couldn't be seen from the air.
Wasn't that great? And it was Cheech up on top on a ladder pretending to swim.
Yeah.
God damn, that killed me. What is the status of you and Cheech now?
There's rumors that we might do a reunion, but I'm still waiting for the reality of the rumor to come. And so right now, Cheech, like I say, he's divorcing for the third time, and he's working, and, you know, he goes golfing a lot. He's a golfer, and he's got an art collection that boggles the mind. And so he's really, he's really occupied with his art collection and his golfing.
And trying to hold on to his art collection, I would imagine. Now.
Yeah, well, no, he gave up most of it.
Okay. Yeah. Tommy, would you get back together with Cheech?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I tell Cheech all the time, man. Good. Relax, you know, breathe out.
And do you think he feels the same way?
I wish he did. No. He just doesn't want to be funny, man. And, you know, the only thing I want to do is be funny. No. I don't want to.
Tommy, you
I
are.
I don't want to be serious.
You are freaking funny. I mean, it is truly such a pleasure to really be speaking to the great Tommy Chong. Yeah. Although, Buzz, now really, we're going to give you a couple of seconds here.
All right.
with your man Tommy Chong. Every time you're in the news, off the air, our friend Buzz comes in and seriously starts lecturing us about how you are being persecuted. He went to where'd you go see him? You saw him at the Improv?
At the Improv in D.C. last year. Tommy, you and your wife. It was great.
Right.
A lot of fun.
We're having a good time. And you know, like I say, you know, karma is repaying me for everything I went through with the book. You know, the I Chong is selling like crazy.
Good.
I might even make some residuals off it.
Now, I Chong, what is that about? What is that book? I mean, is it your life story? What is I Chong?
The I Chong chronicles my adventures in prison.
Oh, God. I'm going to buy that right away.
It's a life in the 9 months of prison time that Tommy Chong did.
Now, without giving away the book, sorry, Buzz, I'm gonna bogart on your time here, but without giving away the book, I would imagine if I'm in the joint, again, no pun intended, but if I'm in there and I look up and I see it's Tommy Chong, I probably don't want to rape you. I want to go, hey, dude, I love you.
I'm sure there's a certain demographic, but I would imagine you know, that a lot of guys didn't know who you were when you went in there. But the guys that have been there a while probably treated you like a king.
They all knew who I was.
They all knew who you were? All right, good.
They were all sweet as can be. One thing about prison, that's the hippest place you'll ever be in your life.
Wow.
You know, it is the most.
It is if you're you.
It is. Yeah, for me. If it's for me, yeah.
I got to quote you on that. It's the hippest place you'll ever be in your life.
Yeah.
You know, listen, somebody just
I was in with 8 doctors.
Wow.
I counted them. I was in there with the head of LASIK eye surgery guy. I was in there with a Nixon speech writer.
Wow.
No, a Reagan speech writer.
Right.
I was in there with countless lawyers.
Wow.
And all sorts of professional people and excellent con artists, guys that made a living, you know. And conning people, and so I got a real good education.
So would you have been in the white collar kind of prison, or were you in the
totally? It was Camp Cupcake. It was
Camp Cupcake.
It was a Martha Stewart.
Okay,
Martha Stewart prison.
But the truth is,
in fact, she decorated it.
You did go to jail at least in part to protect your son, right?
Yeah,
yeah. That's a good move. I
doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know, I mean, I really needed the experience, you know, and the one thing, I got my guidance from a book called the I Ching.
Right.
That's where I got the title of the I Chong.
Right.
And that book kept me straight, you know. It was great. Listen, guys, I got to run.
All right, Tommy.
Other people here.
Tommy, we really appreciated you coming on the show.
The book, I Chong.
Okay.
Amazon.com. See you, dude.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Tommy. Bye-bye.
He stayed about 5 minutes longer than he was supposed to.
Yeah,
good for him.
Nice of him to
that
do
is
that.
A good guy.
He is a good guy.
Somebody did a search. My God, I just tipped the iceberg on Basketball Jones.
Yeah.
Listen to this. Besides George Harrison.
Tom Scott, the sax player.
Carole King.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Scott. Also, Nicky Hopkins on piano. Billy Preston on organ.
Wow.
Ronnie Spector and Darlene Love on vocals. And Michelle Phillips from the Mamas and Papas on vocals.
And they were all, there was a cloud of smoke over that whole recording session. Every name you mentioned, hey, man, where's the stuff?
He sounds the same, doesn't he?
He's so brutally honest. You know, he's coming out and saying, come on, Cheech, lighten up and get back together and let's go out on tour and make some money.
He doesn't want to be funny.
You know, it's so funny, though. Even with a guy that's that laid back, you can hear their rivalry partners, which all great comedy teams
How
have.
How many times did he say, well, he's going through his third divorce. I'm with the same lady that I've been with for 30
right.
years.
Yeah, I just want him to be funny, man. Breathe out. You know, and that's, I'm sure Cheech is like, if you, man, I don't have to be told how to breathe.
Well, Buzz, if I am not mistaken, you're the Cheech and Chong expert, or at least you follow Tommy Chong.
I love him.
Isn't Cheech Marin the one that's saying now, hey, I want to get rid of that whole Cheech and Chong thing?
Exactly. In fact, if you remember the TV show Nash Bridges, Cheech was on
Do
that
I?
Show. Right, right.
You know what I said whenever I watched that show?
I like
say?
Rape.
I felt like I was being raped when I watched that show.
Well, ever since that time or shortly before that, Cheech Marin has tried to distance himself publicly. From Tommy and
How
from that whole
you?
Cheech and Chong, because he wanted to be a legitimate actor.
And he can't. I mean, he's got to understand that. He's right. got to understand that he really can't do that. You can't distance yourself
and
from that.
Speaking of legitimate, there's a color picture in the middle of his book of Cheech and Chong laying together on a pillow with their friend Geraldo Rivera.
Oh, Jerry Rivers, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Wow. He's a good guy. Nice guy. Fun guy.
So when you went to see him at the Improv,
right.
what did he do?
He did jokes, and his wife did jokes, and they did jokes together, and they sang songs. It's been about a year since I saw the acts. I don't remember what the songs were about, but I remember the entire evening was thoroughly entertaining. It was a pleasant, mellow, happy evening.
I bet I could guess what the songs were about.
Well, there was plenty of that kind of time.
Really not surprised the bus can't remember what the songs are about.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you. That was the joke.
Did food sales just skyrocket in the second half of the show?
All right, get out of here.
He taught Salsa dancing. He gave Salsa dancing lessons in his act.
And what does he look like now?
Exactly the same, only just a little older, but otherwise just precisely the same. Same Tommy Chong.
Still headband?
Yeah, still the headband. Yeah, absolutely. Same long hair. Same
They just go in the studio and just the day after they get the deal.
Yeah.
Dave's not here.
That bit, their classic bit done with the day after.
Yeah. Open the door, man. It's Dave. Dave's not here.
Dave's not here, man. Hey, did he say when he came out and says, hey, man, thanks for coming out to the improv, man?
Yeah, exactly. Just like that. Man is in every sentence, every phrase.
Tommy Chong, his book is I Chong, Amazon.com. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.